We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 The Ticket, the Jamie and Stoney Show. Some of the greatest hockey players in the world will be at Little Caesars Arena on February 17th.
Aren't they always at Little Caesars Arena?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
But the United States women's Olympic hockey team will be taking on their arch rivals, the Canadiens, and one of the players who definitely made some headlines All-Star Weekend will be playing that day, a 12 noon face-off, is Kendall Coyne, who joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Kendall. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well.
We're thrilled to have you, and we want to talk about your performance at the All-Star Weekend. We want to get to that first. But first, I just want to ask you about this rivalry between the United States team and the Canadian team, because it does seem like the greatest rivalry in sports right now in terms of when you guys play, what you play for, and the level of love between the two rosters.
You hate them, right?
Yeah, you love them, but you hate them. It's the greatest rivalry for the pinnacle of our sport. We're super excited to come to Detroit. These three games are something that we really fought hard for a few years ago. And so to finally have the opportunity to play more games with the national team is super exciting. And obviously anywhere in the United States is our home. So we're excited to call Detroit home on February 17th.
Is it good or bad, at least from afar, that you guys and Canada are the only teams that anybody even cares about? Because you play them, it seems, in the gold medal and the world championships every single year.
It goes without saying, though, Finland has beaten both of us in the last 4 to 8 years. They're right there in the neck with both of us. The level of competition has gone up. We are a little step ahead of, the European countries. I think with the resources that we have and the pool that we have is a little deeper. But it's not, they're not far behind. They have beaten both of us as of late. So, Sweden is right there. Switzerland's coming up. They have a phenomenal, they had the leading goal scorer in the Olympic Games last year, Alina Mueller, who's from Northeastern. So, the other countries they're knocking on the door.
We're talking to Kendall Coyne of the Olympic hockey team, the American hockey team. They will be at the LCA at noon on Sunday, February 17th, taking on the Canadian team. This is part of a three-game series. Tickets are available at 313presents.com, ticketmaster.com, at the Little Caesars Arena box office. All right, so San Jose's All-Star Weekend, the skills competition. You took part, along with some of your teammates, and you took part in the fastest skater competition. Now, from reading about this, kind of take us through this, because this was kind of a last-minute ad for you, right?
So I found out that I was going to San Jose, but I was going to demo the accuracy shooting skill. And then the day we flew in, we were rehearsing and doing all the events to make sure everything would go as planned accordingly on Friday. And so I did the speed test kind of for fun and got a number of 14.226. So it was a pretty good number that was just right in the mix for last year's competition. And so fast forward to Friday, roughly around 2 o'clock. That's when, I got that tweet from the Colorado Avalanche saying, hey, can you fill in for Nathan MacKinnon? He's unable to participate. And obviously it was a no-brainer moment. So while it was last moment, finding out when I was going to go, I do know there were a lot of people who worked really hard behind the scenes who have been, pushing to say, hey, I think women should compete in the competition. The game is there. The talent is there. I know they can keep up. And so while it was spur of the moment, there have been conversations in the past about this.
Now there were eight skaters. You finished seventh out of the eighth. How much crap do you think Clayton Keller of the Coyotes is going to get because he got beaten by a woman?
I think actually someone always has the audacity to say something like that. And, kudos to the Arizona Coyotes, on social media, they responded back, she's one heck of a hockey player. And, that's the thing is these NHL players look to us as great hockey players and not a woman hockey player or a male hockey player. It's, we're equal and, they knew I was respected and part of the competition. So that was evident on the ice through their through their support and the things that they were saying.
And it sounds like this went a long way in that conversation. I mean, the story that got more notoriety even than your speed skate was your teammate Brianna Decker, who competed in the passing skills competition, I believe, and was better than everybody except for one other player. But because she wasn't quite technically taking part in the competition, the NHL wasn't going to pay her. CCM stepped up. They were going to pay her. Now the NHL is donating money to a charity of her choice, and I believe of your choice as well, for your performance. So it seems like it was a very big weekend to show that the women's team is on par with the men's team.
Absolutely. And kudos to the NHL for taking that stance, because last year we had three players demoing in Tampa at the All-Star game. So this year, fast forward, you know, they took it a step further, and the circumstances were right, and they allowed a woman to compete in the competition. So, you know, it just shows that the NHL is progressing with the game, and they want to continue to grow the game. They always say hockey is for everyone, and, you know, it just shows that they're fighting to grow the game the right way. And they knew, you know, I'd be right there in there with the guys, and, you know, I hope it eliminates some of those perceptions that the women's game might not be as good as the men's, and our game is slow, not as skilled. You know, Brianna's performance just ticked that skill box, and my performance ticked that speed box. So, you know, we're coming a long way.
And I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone. The Olympics, when you guys played Canada in the gold medal game, I mean, we get up at like 4:30 in the morning to do our show. That game went really late, and it was one of the most exciting sporting events I remember watching on TV, because not only was it not slow, like you said, but you guys hit. I mean, it was a great event, and that game just was so freaking exciting to win it the way you guys did. I mean, you captured the hearts of and minds of a lot of people who might not have, you know, appreciated women's hockey before.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, I feel that reaction this weekend too. So hopefully, you know, it starts to become natural versus an awestruckening moment always when, you know, we get on a world stage and a world platform like the NHL, like the Olympics, you know, and people start, you know, routinely watching the women's game like they watch the men's game. And I think that was such a big aspect of this weekend, was, you know, people might have, you know, seen a woman player for the first time ever, and hopefully they follow up and say, wow, I want to watch them play. You know, let's get a puck, you know, in her hand, and let's watch her play.
Kendall Coyne is with us, part of the USA Women's National Hockey Team. They are playing at the LCA Little Caesars Arena against Team Canada on February 17th at noon. Kendall, where are we right now with the game in terms of the kids, I guess? Because obviously, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the thought of women's hockey at a high level was unheard of. And now more and more girls are playing the sport, girls playing with boys, now girls on their own team. I mean, where do you think this is headed? Is it straight up, or are there still some hurdles to jump over here as far as the women's game? And really, like I'm talking about, the youth game, the girls playing. Because I know there's a lot of parents driving to work right now, and not just their sons are playing hockey, their daughters are playing hockey as well.
Yeah, I think that's honestly the most exciting part. And, you know, for me, after winning a gold medal, obviously it's your childhood dream. You know, when I was 7, I met Cami Granato, and I wanted to be like her. You know, I held her gold medal at her hockey camp. And so, you know, fast forward 20 years later, and I have my own gold medal, and I come home, and just the amount of people that it's touched and inspired and encouraged to follow their dreams is more meaningful to me than, you know, the honor of being an Olympic champion. And I think that's what's so awesome about girls hockey today, is there's more girls playing hockey than ever. Girls hockey is actually the most up in the rise trending sport right now for youth girls athletes. And it's so exciting to see. You walk in a rink, you see multiple girls teams, you see girls, you know, wanting to become referees, coaches, aspiring to be in hockey in every magnitude. Whereas 20 years ago when I started playing, I was the only one in the rink, and usually told I was a tomboy and I should go play girls sports, and I didn't belong. So to see the growth, it's unbelievable, and I'm so excited for the future of women's hockey.
And we can't have you on in Detroit without asking about your husband, Michael Schofield, who played football at Michigan, now playing for the LA Chargers. I'm guessing you saw a game or two in the Big House.
Yeah, go Blue. We just were back there 2 years ago. It was actually that snow game where it was Michigan versus Indiana. It was freezing, but it was awesome. Great time. He's super excited to, you know, to get back to Ann Arbor and obviously watch our game. And, you know, I've become a Michigan fan, know the fight song. wouldn't have been allowed to get married if I didn't. So he's super excited.
Is he a Northeastern fan?
Yeah, he is. I didn't know the Northeastern fight song by heart. Now I do know Hail to the Victor, so we've been working on that.
Kendall Coyne will be on the ice, though, however, Little Caesars Arena in Detroit for the game against the Canadiens Sunday, February 17th. Tickets available at 313presents.com, ticketmaster.com, and the Little Caesars Arena box office. Kendall, congratulations on your success. Great talking to you, and good luck at the LCA.
Thank you so much, and yeah, we hope to see a good crowd there. You know, we heard 20 years ago at the Joe when the women's team played there were 10,000 fans. So I hope we can do better than that.
Awesome. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Kendall Coyne joining us here. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.